situation. He took a pitch in the back. He got beamed for crying out loud.
Who used heart attack? Me.
Managers on a Major League Baseball team don't make decisions.
Could have done without that.
Credibility in this situation is worse than losing your job.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
The castration of the Major League Baseball managers, we know it.
Ask me about my winner.
John Pielli here with another edition of the Pass Ball Show, brought to you by JohnPielli.com, by St. Aloysius Church in Jackson, New Jersey, by Two Ways, One Passion Food Truck, located in Scranton, Pennsylvania. We're going to take this show from Stefon Diggs to Bill Belichick and finish it off with a little bit of LeBron. Let's go. Stefon Diggs, obviously, the big news, being traded to the Houston Texans, which is going to end a four-year run of being kind of put 1-1A with the likes of Josh Allen. And if you look at their stats, the stats don't lie. Josh Allen's best 4 years of his career as a quarterback in the National Football League have coincided with Stefon Diggs being his top receiving target. Stefon Diggs, 4 best years of his NFL career as a top wide receiver have coincided with Josh Allen being his quarterback in Buffalo. Now, like most relationships, this one comes to an end. Stefon Diggs is going to be playing in Houston, where his quarterback is going to be C.J. Stroud. And who knows what's going to happen in Buffalo. But we know that Josh Allen's going to be the Bills' quarterback. Tariq Shakir, Curtis Samuel, maybe another receiver in the draft. The bottom line is both players are going to have to move on. And it's interesting to see how this is going to turn out. I want to know from you, your perspective. Josh Allen, top quarterback in the NFL. I agree. I have him as top two. You may not agree. Obviously, young quarterback's going to be drafted in this year's draft, whether it's Caleb Williams, whether it's Jaden Daniels, whether it's J.J. McCarthy, Drake May. Yeah, we'll see what they end up being. C.J. Stroud took a huge step last year to be probably a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. You got the Houston Texans with DeMarco Ryans and Nick Caserio running the organization. Everything they've done over the past year or so seems to be working. Great opportunity for Stefon Diggs. If he goes out there, gets 100 catches for 1,500 yards and 12 touchdowns, then you might believe that Diggs carried the Allen Diggs tandem. Now, Josh Allen goes out there and the Buffalo Bills get to the AFC Championship game again, and it seems like they didn't miss Stefon Diggs. It's going to be interesting to see how that works out. What it obviously compares to, because we use sports as comparative analysis, we think of, or at least I think of, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. And that was a relationship that worked for many years. They won a bunch of Super Bowls together, 6, got to 9. It was a great tandem. One of the best coaches of all time, one of the best quarterbacks of all time. But at some point, that relationship was going to end, and it did. Bill Belichick, unfortunately, more because of Belichick's failures as a general manager, was not able to get back on that horse and have success without Tom Brady. Tom Brady, on the other hand, won a Super Bowl in his first year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Are you leaning towards the quarterback in the Allen Diggs debate? I think I probably would be, but I want to know your take. Do you think there's a better chance of Josh Allen succeeding without Stefon Diggs? Or is there a better chance of Stefon Diggs succeeding without Josh Allen? Diggs has got a lot to play for. The last years of his new contract were voided. He's going out there trying to play for a new one. And if he balls, if he goes out there and does the things that Stefon Diggs has done, mostly 3 of the last 4 years, as he wasn't great last year, had over 100 catches, but not quite as many yards. But he's obviously still a top receiver in the NFL. If he could prove that this year, he's going to get that next contract. And then you start to think that, hey, maybe he carried Josh Allen a little bit. The Brady-Belichick debate, well, it's safe to say that Brady won, even though those are two of the most influential and greatest to ever be on a football field. They're going to be first ballot Hall of Famers. They're considered all-time greats at what they did. Brady quarterback, Belichick coach. You're not going to say the same thing about Stefon Diggs. You're not going to say the same thing about Josh Allen. Much smaller scale. But, there was something that one kind of helped the other for a while, And now we'll see how it ends up working out. I did want to talk a little bit about LeBron. And you know anything about me. You know that I'm a huge LeBron fan. Was, you know, during his years in Akron in high school before he was taken number one overall by the Cleveland Cavaliers. A well-known non-Cleveland Cavaliers fan since before LeBron. You know, go back to the 90s. I got a poster up there with Mark Price and Hot Rod Williams, Brad Daugherty, Larry Nance, Terrell Brandon, Craig Elo. You know, those guys. Lenny Wilkins, the coach. Mike Fratello came a little after. That's when I was rooting for the Cavaliers. But, you know, I don't have to prove my fandom. But the bottom line is I've been a very big LeBron fan. I supported LeBron even after the decision, which I was disappointed. But wanted to see him succeed in Miami, and I think he did. 4 years there, four straight NBA finals, two championships. And I think the city of South Beach in Miami would sign up for that. They're proud that LeBron helped them get a couple championships. Without LeBron, they don't get to those four straight finals. He goes, of course, back to Cleveland, gets to four straight NBA finals, finally wins a NBA championship in Cleveland. You're watching him play with the Lakers. One of the common themes of LeBron James and what he's had to deal with is really from day one, he has been rooted for to fail. And my diction might not be so great there, but you understand what I'm saying. There has been a huge mob of people that have wanted to see LeBron James fail since before he even played in the NBA. And all LeBron James has done is answered the bell in Cleveland. Now, didn't win a championship his first run there, disappointed a lot of fans by going to Miami, but won his two championships, won another one in Cleveland, went to L.A., opened up schools down there, won another championship with the Lakers. But it seems like, and I think there's a little bit of a coinciding with the growth in the age of social media, he's got to deal with, and he has had to deal with, things that Michael Jordan didn't have to deal with. Even Kobe Bryant, up to a certain extent. The end of Kobe Bryant's career was around the birth of social media, or the growth of social media. Now, Michael Jordan was great, had a phenomenal career. The last six seasons that he played with the Chicago Bulls, full seasons, they were the best team in the sport. Probably one of the better true dynasties that the National Basketball Association has had. Yeah, there's been good runs, the Golden State Warriors, the Lakers, you know, with Kobe and Shaq, and then Kobe and Pau Gasol. And I think the only time I really remember rooting for Kobe, and I liked Kobe, he was a dominant player, he was a great player, but, you know, there's just some players that you just allow to dominate on your own. I never rooted against Kobe. Rooted for him to win his third straight championship the second time, which I thought would have been great. Unfortunately, that never happened. I acknowledge Kobe Bryant for being as great as he was. But when we're talking about the greatest of all time, I think you have to factor all the different adversity and the answering to the bell. Kobe was great up until the end, and then he left on his own terms. Michael Jordan left to play baseball. Whatever the facts and the opinions are on what led to that, it's not that important. But after the last season, the final run in 1998, he left again, played with the Washington Wizards. LeBron James's career holds water. The all-time point scoring leader, a guy that's still at his age, when there's so much better athletes coming into the game, is able to hold water through all that, really makes him amongst the greatest of all time. And I think he should be considered the greatest of all time. I don't believe Michael Jordan had to deal with the pressure and the amount of people that wanted to see him fail as much as LeBron. But I look at him, and I've said this before, there were very few athletes that I got to see play that I realized they were heroes to me. And LeBron James is one of my heroes. Wayne Gretzky, I acknowledged how great Wayne Gretzky was when he was playing. He was one of my heroes. Barry Bonds, I saw something that we will never see again in baseball history. And I don't care how it happened. It was beautiful. It was phenomenal. Barry Bonds is one of my heroes. And it's nice to say that I'm watching a player in basketball that I look up to, you know, not just as a role model, but as an athlete, a dominant athlete that I got to see play in his prime. And if LeBron goes out there on social media and says something, if he says something in an interview where he's letting or venting out some frustration, he's been up against a lot of bullshit. And for a guy that has had such a great career and is one of the best to ever do it, he's got the right to express a little frustration, by the way, in a forum that is set up to do so. The media is in your face. You're given a phone with a keyboard to be able to respond to anything that you want to read about yourself. You know, you can't say that players 30, 40 years ago wouldn't have done the same thing if they're given the same means and media to do so. So I want to express that once again. LeBron James, one of my heroes. This is the Passball Show brought to you by JohnPielli.com, St. Albans Church in Jackson, New Jersey. Two Ways, One Passion Food Truck, located in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Happy to announce that I will be working on a book. It's going to be called Mets in My Eyes. It's going to chronicle the from the first baseball game I ever went to in 1989. I got all the information on Microsoft Excel spreadsheets, little different facts and factoids. And I think it will appeal for the New York Mets baseball fan. I'm looking forward to seeing that hit the shelf once I end up putting it together. If you're interested in hearing me flap my yap mouth, which, like I said, any comment that you throw my way, I'm here to respond to. It's an interactive show. It's always been since 2011 when I did my first show. Just throw a comment. I'll be happy to respond in any form, whether it's YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Spotify. Just look me up. God bless you. And as always, I'll see you.
Situation is worse than losing your job.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
The castration of the Major League Baseball managers, we know it.
Ask me about my 5 years ago, I could have loaned your parents the money for an abortion.